The good news according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Matthew 10, 34 to 42. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. You know, the first couple paragraphs of today's gospel lesson is a little confusing. And even offensive. And in fact, Jesus intended it to be offensive. Jesus regularly offended the Pharisees, the religious and political elites of his day. He offended them when he publicly forgave blatant sinners, like prostitutes, or tax collectors, or adulterers. He offended them when he broke the Sabbath law by healing on the Sabbath day. Those in power in first century Israel found Jesus offensive. We don't live in that time or place, and so generally Jesus does not offend us until we read something like we just read. For example, whoever loves father or mother more than me, or even more striking, whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. How many thousands of Christian books have been written on the topic of loving your kids, raising your kids, teaching your kids, giving your kids every conceivable advantage? That's what good Christian parents do. Love their kids. Ask Dr. James Dobson. And here Jesus says, whoever loves their kids more than me is unworthy of me. That's offensive, even to us. Why would Jesus turn it into some kind of competition? Why would he say something like that? He's trying to make a point. The same point he tries to make over and over. Because we don't seem to get it right away. If you read Mark chapter 10, you'll find the story of the wealthy young man who approached Jesus and asked him, "Good teacher, how can I be sure I'm going to heaven?" Jesus responded first by saying, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. Now, as far as getting into heaven goes, have you kept the Ten Commandments?" The rich young man responded, "Yes, I have. I've kept the commandments since I was a child." To which Jesus replied, "There's still one thing you lack. Go and sell everything you have, give all your money to the poor, and come and follow me, and you'll have treasure in heaven." At this point, the young man's countenance fell, and he walked away disheartened, just like you or I would. Why? Because he didn't have it within himself to give as Jesus called him to give. He didn't have it within himself to love his neighbor as himself. Neither do you. Neither do I. There's only one person who ever did. And it's not you or me. That's the point. In the last few weeks, as our adult Sunday Bible study has been wrapping up for the summer, we just started the Gospel of Matthew, where we were confronted in Matthew 5 with one of the most offensive, outrageous, incredible demands imaginable. Jesus said, "If your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better that you lose one of your members than your whole body be thrown into hell." Pretty harsh. But it doesn't stop there. Jesus continues, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." What's his point? His point is, you can't do what's demanded of you here. You can't keep God's law. And that brings us to what we just read a few minutes ago from Matthew chapter 10. "Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." The point is not to somehow conjure up more love for Jesus and simultaneously tamp down the love you have for your children. That's not the point at all. The point is, none of us are worthy of Jesus. And the point of Christianity is not that we achieve perfection. The point is that Jesus has come to save, to forgive, to rescue us who are dismally imperfect, far from perfect. The radical, revolutionary, outrageous message of Christianity is that Christ died on a cross not for the moral, but for the immoral, the imperfect. And that includes you. If you don't believe it, read Matthew 5. In fact, speaking of outrageous, take a look at what we read in Romans 7. Paul wrote that those with faith in Christ have been released from the law. He compared it to marriage. If a woman is married, she's cast her lot with her husband. If she ditches him for another man, she's labeled an adulteress, and the result is likely divorce. But if her husband dies, she's no longer bound to him. She's free to marry another without consequence. Just like the example of marriage, if you cast your lot with the law, if you depend on your ability to keep God's law, but you can't do it, the consequence is separation from God and eventual death. Lots of people cast their lot with the law. Most people. But you who cast your lot with Christ are now free from the law. You've died to the law, as Paul puts it. When you sin in thought, word, and deed, you're forgiven. And in God's eyes, you're not called a sinner. Instead, you're identified as one of the forgiven, one of the redeemed of the Lord. And you're forgiven not just once, but over and over again. And forgiven not in order that you might sin freely, but you're forgiven in order that you might bear good fruit for God, as Paul puts it. I know this is a radical message of God's forgiveness and mercy, but this is faith in Christ. Those who present Christianity as primarily a moral code and the Bible primarily as a handbook for living, they rip Christ right out of Christianity. The Bible is the story of God redeeming mankind from our sinfulness. And the core of Christianity is the gospel proclamation to us sinners that we are forgiven for the sake of Christ who died for us. We're forgiven and reconciled with God. So those of us who are lonely, those of us who are afraid, those of us who are steeped in regret, those of us trapped in addiction, those of us weighed down with disappointment, those of us who grieve, we have Christ. Despite what you've done in the past, or what you might struggle with in the present, you can cry out to God with confidence. Confidence that in His mercy, in His compassion, He will hear you and respond. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Though you are sinful, Christ died for you. And you are loved by God. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, cause us to recognize what you have done for us. Fill us with gratitude toward you and humility before one another. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.